Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're down at our Twin River studio at Fenway Park. Yes. Hey, Maz, I don't know if you've done
it. I didn't even
before.
Hear it.
Got to turn your microphone on.
Well, usually they do that back from the control room.
And see, Alyssa has turned her microphone off.
I must just be flustered, Greg. I guess that's what
I'm trained professional.
I understand. Well, you're also not so demanding where you have to have somebody turn your mic on. Alyssa Milano joins us. You know her from Charmed and Who's the Boss. And she's now got a clothing line involved with Major League Baseball. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
So the obvious question that all Bostonians want to know, given the fact that you are from New York, What the hell is wrong with your baseball team?
She's not a Yankee fan.
They're not my baseball team, first of all. I'm a Dodgers fan.
See, you're already disowning them now.
I bleed blue. But I don't know what's – I mean, you know, it seems like they can't catch a break with the injuries.
No, what I want to know is you're a Dodgers season ticket holder, right?
Yes, I am, for 4 years.
And you've been a fan for them for ever since you've been out in L.A. and Hollywood.
In L.A., yeah.
What do you think of Grady Little?
You know, I think Grady Little is a great sort of old-time baseball mind. His choices sometimes are a little bizarre.
We're going to do a translation of this later, by the way.
That's sort of like, Alyssa, I've got this guy. He's got a great personality. That's exactly what you're saying.
He's from another era. I think he's a kook.
Right.
I think he's got, you know, timing issues, which Bostonians know all about.
You know, it's so funny you say that, Alyssa. And I was going to bring this up to you, Maz.
Good way to put it.
For the first time since we were at Yankee Stadium in 03 on that fateful October day, I actually saw and watched game 7 of the 03 ALCS. It was on the Yes Network last night.
Well, of course it was, because you're not going to see it in this town.
Well, yeah, and you're not going to see game 7 of 04 on Yes. And I had forgotten, because I tried to put it out of my mind, and I was there that night covering it. I forgot exactly how bad and how stupid Grady Little was that night.
I mean, I have to say, though, do you leave? You can't not give your star, your ace, the benefit of the doubt.
See, this is amazing to me, because you've been here 5 minutes and you already know more than 90% of the people that work at this stadium. No, I'm not kidding. Because she's right. The night that happened, I've told this story a million times. I was sitting next to Sean McAdam after the seventh inning, and I said, do you leave him in or take him out? And Sean kind of tipped his head back and said, I think you take him out. And I said, well, I think you leave him in. And he said, well, I could see that.
Well, but to me, Maz, that's not the argument. The argument is, that's fine.
Yes, it is the argument.
No, no, no. If you want to bring him back for the eighth inning, fine. After what? The double, single, double. At some point in time, you've got to say to yourself, I'm getting him out sooner rather than later. I mean, it was obvious. If you remember in the seventh inning, Maz, and my brain had
don't
to be refreshed.
Don't we have better things to talk to her
no,
about?
No, I like this. This is very entertaining for
he
me.
He gave up
keep
a home
going.
Run to Giambi and two long fly balls, so you could see that he was
but
losing something.
I mean, if you look at your ace and you say, do you want to go back out there? And he says yes, you sort of have to give him the
benefit.
Well,
he did, but he didn't. He was sort of noncommittal at
the
time.
Yeah, in hindsight, probably. But in the press,
no,
he was probably
you.
Like, I don't know, but, you know. Yeah, I think he would have been very upset if he were pulled, and you know, maybe next time. I don't know. I hope that Grady's learned his lesson.
Have you gotten to know any of the Dodger players at all out there?
Well, sort of. I mean, Brad Penny and I dated for a while, so I know him fairly well. You know, I'm completely
How come it didn't work?
Well, let's just put it this way. He's an incredibly sweet, funny guy.
He's having a hell of a year. You might want to rethink that.
He had a hell of a year when I was with him last year, too. Let me just tell you. I would make a great pitching coach. Let me just put it that way. But he's a hunter, and I'm a vegetarian. That's fundamentally different.
I can see where that would
but he's
be a slight
really
problem.
Funny. He made me laugh.
Can I give you a small piece of advice?
Sure.
Just a small. Stay away from Derek Lowe.
Don't listen to him. Lowe's a good guy.
He seems like a really good guy.
He's
pitching
guy.
Great. I mean, we kind of have like the Red Sox West. Going.
Exactly. No, that's right.
You got to know Nomar.
Dave Jouse was a coach here.
Garcia Parra.
Nomar. Derek Lowe.
Billy Miller.
Oh, Billy Miller's in the front office
now.
That's
right.
Have you gotten to know Nomar at all? Or?
No, I met him at the All-Star game last year, and I got totally starstruck, and I had my camera.
By Nomar?
Yeah, I get really starstruck with players that I
love.
It's
probably better that way.
If I met Russell Morton, I think I'd probably faint.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yes.
And you haven't had an opportunity.
Well, that's all right,
because
Doug Lane did the same thing when you walked in. Yeah.
So how
she sat down, Doug runs over and brings her like three things to drink, and Greg and I are like, yeah, we'll have water.
You're like, thirsty.
I had to steal a water from Alyssa. Why baseball? How'd you get into baseball as opposed to basketball, football, hockey?
I'm a hockey fan, too. I grew up watching baseball on my dad's lap, basically. Yeah. And you know, it was an amazing feeling when I was actually financially secure enough to be able to buy my own tickets to look at my dad and say.
That was at like age 11, right?
No, it was actually 4 years ago, 5 years. Dodger seats are expensive. And I called my dad and I said, Dad, I need you to go drive down to Dodger Stadium and pick out our seats. Mm. And it was pretty amazing to be able to do that. And, yeah, I think, you know, anyone that was in L.A. during 88 sort of caught the bug.
Sure.
And I really think that L.A. fans are, and I know people are going to disagree, are really amazing fans. And it's hard to not be a Dodgers fan when you live in Los Angeles.
Now, in 88, you were, what, 16, 17?
I was 17.
Were you there for game one?
No. I watched it on TV.
Well, you were doing Who's the Boss at the time.
I've seen that Kirk Gibson documentary probably 20 times.
Yeah. What do you remember
it's
that
hard to,
night?
Hard to miss it.
Very little except being happy, obviously.
Yeah, but you were...
The interesting
were you
thing
at the
about...
Time, were you a huge Dodger fan at the time like you are now?
I wasn't
now?
A huge baseball fan, but, I mean, now I'm pretty much obsessed. And it's not just about the Dodgers. It's about, you know, everything, just the difference between the AL and the National League. I just find it all fascinating. And the type of person I am, if I'm passionate about something, I obsess over it, basically, and learn everything there is to know.
That's like how the people who call this station are.
Right. Yeah.
They're lunatics.
That's
no
me.
Offense.
I've never called into a sports radio
they
station.
They obsess.
But...
Now, see, I would almost expect that you would, because you're so obsessed about sports.
I've thought about calling into Dodger Talk after a game, like leaving the park and sitting in the parking lot and just being like, okay, and another thing.
Stopped you?
I didn't know, like, do I call in under an alias? Like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't want to call in at, like, Alyssa Milano.
You could just be
Alyssa in a car.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
True.
Totally known.
That's true. My voice may have given
Because we have Kurt in a car here in Boston. I don't know if you know that Kurt Schilling calls all the time.
Really?
He does. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not joking about
that's
that.
Brilliant.
Yeah. No, it's funny. John
and are you like, oh, yeah, Kurt in a car.
Yeah, no, it's come to the point now. What's funny, this radio station in this town kind of transcends a lot of things. Uh-huh. So a lot of times players will call coaches, John Henry, the owner here, and it's John in a car, and it's Kurt in a car all the time. So, you know, we actually get called on things that we say on the air. So, which is always good.
You have to be on
thing.
Your game.
Yeah, AlyssaMLB.com, right? That's your blog.
Yes.
AlyssaMLBlogs.com.
MLBlogs.com. Oh, you got bad info.
I'm not going to throw Doug Lane, our engineer, under the bus. See, Doug?
See, he can't even think straight. Why is he here?
It's Alyssa.MLBlogs.com.
Or you can just go to MLB.com.
You can, and go to
right
the Dodgers
right.
site, and it's me and Tommy Lasorda have our own Dodgers blogs.
And are you writing mostly Dodger stuff, or is it all baseball?
You know what?
It's
baseball, and I'm trying to do it as a female perspective of the sport. And, you know, it's more about sort of baseball and philosophy and life.
So now, let me ask you this. You dated Brad Penny.
Yeah.
You know where this is going, right?
It's okay. I'm used to it. Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Why do you throw me under the bus, Matt?
Go
hey,
ahead.
you brought up Brad Penny, so I was
going to. I didn't bring up Brad Penny.
Yes, you did.
I just asked her why it didn't work.
Go ahead.
You dated Carl Pavano.
I did.
Have you given up baseball players, or is it still a possibility?
At least pitchers.
Okay. So Josh Beckett here in Boston has
chance? Not a chance. Yeah. And I, you know, I also dated Barry Zito, and he's a lefty, so I don't really count him. but the other two, yes, I dated. And I have to tell you, they're really, really sweet guys. But you know, it's hard, obviously, with the divorce rate and everything with baseball players, it's hard to be, you know, a significant other of a baseball player. It really is.
Really?
Oh, it's brutal.
Cynthia Rodriguez would probably agree with you, the wife of Alex Rodriguez.
That's such a crazy story. I mean, don't you remember a time where we used to sort of protect our athletes, even our celebrities, and now it just seems like...
Well, we used to protect their private lives.
Their private lives.
Or respect them.
Respect them.
But that's gone.
It's gone, and I think it's because of the whole celebrity pop culture and how, we follow... You know, it's pop stars all over the place, and it's really unfortunate.
Well, you never got caught up in all that, from what I remember. You've never really had a lot of
girl.
That doesn't stop the paparazzi from still flashing pictures and whatnot.
You know
whatnot,
what I think the difference is? I think I've always been very accessible, not only to my fans, but to the paparazzi. So, you know, I allow them to get their picture, and then it's not worth as much. It's not like you're hiding around and sneaking. And, you know, I just think the more accessible you are, the easier it is to have a life. And having a life is the most important thing to me.
It is kind of a sad commentary in life. We love to build up our celebrities, whether they're actresses, actors, singers, ball players. And as a society, I think we love to tear them down, and we love to watch their fall as well.
Yeah, and then we love a great comeback.
Right.
We forgive them if they apologize. And you know, but I think athletes, celebrities, we're people. We make mistakes. We use bad judgment. I mean, it's no different.
So when you dated Carl Pavano, was he injury-prone then, too, or is this something
post-Alyssa?
He was with the Marlins then, right?
He was with the Marlins, yeah. No,
in
he
fact,
was
didn't
completely
he have a good,
healthy.
Didn't he have a good year, too, the year you dated him?
Coincidentally, yes.
Huh. Yeah.
Interesting.
So let me think here. Clay Buchholz.
Well, we got
maybe
get
John
a...
Lester. I'm just trying to think of one of the young Red Sox pitchers.
I was going to suggest Craig Hanson because he could use the help right now.
That's a great idea. I think he's single. We could probably use his help.
I feel so bad for Carl, though. I have to tell you.
I was just going
to
ask you that. I mean, you said that you obviously.
First of all, being a Yankee is an impossible thing. I don't know how those guys do it, and I have so much respect for someone like Jeter who does it so flawlessly and without any sort of commotion. But I think the New York media has really given him a bad rap, I have to tell you, because there is nobody in the world that wants to play ball more than he does, and it's absolutely killing him that this has happened. This is what he's worked for his entire life. He's from Connecticut. All he ever wanted to be was a Yankee. So to think that he's cashing in on the $47 million or $40 million and not caring is crazy to me.
Well, that's what people look at. They just look at the salary,
right,
and they say it's not like he's performed poorly and been healthy for the entire time.
Right.
Let's talk about your clothing line a little bit. One thing you were telling us, and I heard you talk about it on the broadcast here on AEI yesterday, is no pink hats, which would make a lot of us very happy about that. There's no pink in any of your clothing.
Makes some of us more happy or happier than others.
Yeah, I was always offended by the pink. If people make it pink, that girls are going to wear it. And basically, it was an idea that was born out of necessity. Being a Dodgers season ticket holder, I could never find anything cute and fashionable that fit my body in the stadium shop, and it drove me a little nuts. So I came up with this idea and pitched it to Major League Baseball, which was probably the most intimidating meeting of my entire life.
Who was in on the meeting?
It was like all the big wigs.
Was Selig there?
No, not Selig.
What about like
John Brody?
It was like most of the
MLB properties guys.
Yeah, it was most of the MLB properties guys, the guys that deal with licensing. And I, basically went in and pitched this idea to a bunch of men that could care less about fashion, and things were selling anyway. But my pitch to them was, I'm a huge baseball fan, and I'd like to be the voice for the female fan. So I think that they responded well to that, and I have to tell you, they've been so incredibly supportive and really embraced me almost as part of their league, which has been great.
Give us an idea of the stuff. I assume this.
Greg wants to wear it.
Yeah, I don't think we have anything to fit you.
You don't have the XL. What are you trying to say? I'm fat. Thanks a lot.
No, you're just manly.
Oh. Don't.
A lot of people
now he's blushing.
A lot of people disagree with that, by the way. Right, Doug? Mr. Metrosexual here. I assume that the line is over at Twins, and that's where you're going to.
It's over
to
at Twins.
Signing.
We're doing an appearance there this afternoon between 6 and 8, and I'll be signing autographs with Purchase. And it's just
That's very smart. No autographs, no pictures, unless you buy something.
It's so hard for me to say no to people, though. I wind up signing for everybody. But the line is just really sort of great fabrics and good silhouettes that fit a woman's body.
But what are they? Exactly. We're talking
tops, sweatsuits, jackets.
And are they
everything you can buy? Little sundresses for
day games. So they're logoed with Red Sox.
Yeah.
Whatnot.
Yeah.
But it's not tacky fan wear.
Right.
No, it's my whole my whole idea was to sort of bridge the game with the after party. Because I was bringing changes of clothes to Dodger Stadium to change
and
to
the after
to
party.
Dinner.
The after party out there is a big deal.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people go out. And there's very few restaurants where you can, not get dressed up. So, my whole goal is to see a woman who's not at a baseball game in the stuff. Because, it's a great sportswear line. And that was the goal.
Going to be sold elsewhere besides ballparks or
specialty stores, boutiques, and MLB.com is doing great with it. So
and just so we get it right, it's Alyssa.mlblogs.com. And how often do you write?
At least once a week.
Is there any like special day that you write every week, or just
I try to do it over the weekend. You know, write the blog and sort of rewrite it over the weekend, and then have it posted on Monday
is
morning.
It, is it all your work, or is anybody? Do you have an editor?
All mine.
No, do you have an editor?
I'm a control freak. No, really? It's all mine. Yeah. No. I have someone sort of proofread it. Yeah. You know, to make sure that.
Why don't you try that, Maz?
No, I just you know, that's what the copy editors are for.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Maz is one of the top baseball writers in the country.
Yeah. Like that, Maz? Like how I just
appreciate
it.
Appreciate
you. I feel like I should leave the two of you alone.
No, thanks.
Please, no, no, please.
Yeah. In fact, when we go to commercial, I just assume you stay. You want to know the truth.
Well, the only reason you're here is because she's here. Other than that,
well, that's not
you would never work with me.
I'm here for the extra check.
You were here. You were here yesterday for the first time, and you'll be here. You come to the game after the signing, I assume.
Yes, hopefully
tonight?
It won't get rained out. Yes, I'll be here.
What did you think of Red Sox Yankees? What did you think of Fenway Park in general?
Fenway is so beautiful, and I think what makes it so beautiful is how incredibly intimate it is.
Yeah.
It's like seeing a big rock band in a small venue. It's really just amazing. I literally got goosebumps when I walked in.
Having grown up here and been here all my life and seemingly being here 70 times a year, I completely take it for granted, but it's great to watch people come here for the first time or to watch kids
to
come in here.
To experience it
for
the first time.
And I felt the same way, and we were just talking before. You haven't been to Wrigley yet, right?
No, I have to go to Wrigley. I want to go there next.
My first trip to Wrigley 5 years ago, I felt like I was a kid again. I was born. It's just such a phenomenal, phenomenal place to watch a ball game.
And I think that's the great thing about baseball is you still get that feeling, no matter how big a fan and no matter how many stadiums you've been to, you still get that feeling of butterflies in your stomach.
So I want to back up here for a second. Given that you were around the Marlins, did you get to know Mike? No, did you get to know Mike Lowell at all?
I did meet Mike a few times, and you know, it was always very impressed by how sweet and articulate he was. And I have to tell you, I'm so impressed by what he's doing for your team.
What did you think of him planting a shoulder in Robinson Cano's
you
chest
mean the,
yesterday.
Well, that wasn't bad, but the hip check.
Well, that was bad.
Well, that was
the hip check was scary. I have a man blowing me kisses outside the window. Hello.
These are the people that we were worried about. Yeah.
Don't
security
worry.
Here.
Don't worry. That's bulletproof glass. He's not getting through. Did you get to know Beckett at all down there?
I did a little bit because Carl was good friends with him.
Right. And what did you... I've become friendly with him, and he's an
interesting
kid.
He's
something else.
Yeah,
he's something
he's
else.
So
he's a strange
funny.
Dude.
He's funny. I mean, I don't know his, you know, strangeness part. He's always very sweet and respectful.
I'll tell you a
to
couple
me.
Things off the air.
Oh, I'd love to hear those.
Exactly, I don't exactly
but I may blog about them, so be careful.
That's fine. Everything's open game. So again, Alyssa blog.
Alyssa.mlblogs.com.
I'll just let you do it. And I won't
or just go to the Dodgers website.
Or just go to MLB.com.
Website.
Go to MLB.com.
And again, for anyone attending the game tonight, you're going to be over at Twins from 6 to 8.
6 to 8 signing autographs, yeah.
Only with purchase.
Only with purchase.
So bring
your
credit card.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of people out there with deep pockets and short arms like Ordway.
Are you doing anything else acting-wise?
I am. I'm doing a film right now for MGM called Pathology, which is a horror film with Milo Ventimiglia. And I'm doing that. We wrap next week, and it should be out in October.
Awesome.
Do you play the psycho?
No, I play the girlfriend of the psycho. I play, you know, the very suspicious fiance. Like, are you okay? You know, it's a lot of that, running around suspicious.
Excellent.
But it's good. It's really good. It's scary. I don't think my dad can see it. That's how scary it is.
Really?
Sounds like that's the second time you've mentioned your father. Sounds like you must have a good relationship with your dad.
I have a great relationship with my dad. Both my parents. My mom, too. They've been married for 40 years.
So they moved out and stayed in L.A. when you guys went out there?
Yeah, and
a kid?
I have a brother who's 24, and we're just very close Italian family.
Amen.
Amen.
That had to be hard. That had going from Staten Island, hardcore Italian New Yorker, going out to Los Angeles.
I feel like New York came with us, though. No. You know, once a New Yorker, always a New Yorker.
Well, Alyssa, best of luck with the clothing line.
Thank you so much.
MLB.com. Check out her blog. She loves. You know, there's so many Hollywood types, or even for that matter, I don't want to just pigeonhole Hollywood types, but
sure
but,
you do.
No, because
you can.
It's a lot of it's politicians. It's
like
a lot of
pigeonholing media people
who say, "Hey, I gotta go to Red Sox Yankee. I'm such a big Red Sox fan. Or I'm such a big Dodger fan." They probably couldn't tell you who the starting first baseman was or the right fielder. You're obviously a true fan. You're not one of those.
Yes,
I'm just
I
gonna
am.
Go
thank
to be
you.
Seen.
That's such a nice seen compliment.
You're legit.
I'm legit. Right. Thanks.
Right. On the level.
Alyssa, best of luck. 6 to 8 over at Twins, and check out her line at MLB.com.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.